Well, I'm late getting this out to you, but I have a valid reason. Really, I don't. Let's talk about my hair for a second. Isn't it super cute? I chopped it all off. It's like the first time I've ever had short hair like this, and I have to tell you, I love it. But I digress. I'm not here to talk to you about my hair. I'm here to talk to you about Alzheimer's. Today, I am going to take a small break from my rant about pharmaceuticals and food, and I'm going to talk to you about you. I'm going to rant about you. Well, maybe not you exactly, but I'm going to rant about people who just don't want to approach the topic of Alzheimer's and memory loss, because let me just tell you something, it's real. And it could happen to you, and it could happen to your spouse, and it could happen to your mother or your father. It could happen. And what I see in this world is so many people who are so oblivious and completely unwilling to talk about it. So I'm going to talk about it for you, and hopefully you will listen. It's going to be really short. What's really heavy on my heart right now is I've had actually 3 friends approach me in the last week who have parents who are having cognitive decline. That's, you know, I don't really have that many friends. So if 3 of them are approaching me with their parents having cognitive decline, that's a pretty substantial group of people for my small group of friends. So this is the point that I want to make. It's everywhere. People are suffering from cognitive decline in your neighbor's house, probably. And yet you don't want to talk about it. You don't want to face it. You think it's going to pass you by. Well, I hope it does. I pray it does. I don't wish Alzheimer's on my worst enemy, but what I do wish is that you would just open your eyes for 5 minutes and look around. So my rant today is going to be about the people who refuse to do anything about the potential for Alzheimer's in their life. I have a course that's coming out. I actually have 2 courses that are coming out very soon. One is about Alzheimer's prevention, and the other is about caregiving. And fortunately for me, the people who have reached out to me want my help. They want to know what they could possibly do for their loved one because they know that I cared for my mother in her earlier stages of Alzheimer's or mid-stage Alzheimer's. And so they're asking me questions because they know that's my field of expertise. Are you going to ask questions if this happens to you? Or better yet, are you going to take action now so the questions are already answered by the time, God forbid, this stage of your life opens the door? So the courses that I have coming out, as I said, are Alzheimer's prevention and caregiving. And what I want to focus on today is the caregiving side of things, because since I have friends that are talking to me about their loved ones who are showing cognitive decline symptoms, that's what I'm asking you to pay attention to. So what I missed with my mother was the fact that she would repeat herself all the time. My mother was a heavy drinker, and she repeated herself consistently. In the same conversation, she would tell me the same thing multiple times. I chalked it up to her being drunk. It wasn't until she got her diagnosis that I finally put the pieces together. So even if you have somebody in your life that drinks a lot, that's still a red flag, because Alzheimer's can be brought on by alcoholism. I believe my mother's was. So pay attention to that. Another sign that you might want to look for in a family member or loved one is the forgetting of names, the forgetting of words in a sentence. And I don't mean, you know, you're trying to come up with the right word because you just want to look smart. I do it all the time, and I'll get stuck in my sentence because I want to have a better vocabulary. That's not the same thing. This would be a situation where the person was trying to have a conversation with you and every other sentence, they just struggled to find that right word. What is the word I'm trying to think of? My mother now, in her late stage Alzheimer's, instead of being able to try and come up with a word or even ask for help, just goes blah, blah, blah. Do you want to watch your loved one do that? Because I hate watching my loved one do that. Had I known then what I know today, I probably would have been able to do more for her, but she was my inspiration. So I encourage you, have the hard conversation with your loved one before there's a symptom. Get a plan in place before there's a symptom. Because if you wait until the symptoms are already there, odds are their memory is already going to be so long. My mentor, Dr. Del Bredesen, says that if you get a diagnosis, you're already mid-stage. So there's a good chance they won't be lucid enough to be able to make legal decisions. I got lucky, am an only child. My mother was willing to do whatever I asked her to do because she understood at the time of her diagnosis that she had been diagnosed with dementia and she needed to make some serious changes in her life. So she was with me at her attorney's office and gave me those legal rights. But that doesn't mean that all parents are going to be willing to do that. In fact, in a lot of cases, when parents get diagnosed with something as serious as dementia, they will fight you because they don't want you to take over something they believe they should have control over. Have those conversations before you ever reach this point. So if you're not sure what to do, my course is going to launch soon. I'm happy to help you get that road started, get that conversation started with your family. If you have specific questions, I would love for you to drop them in the comment section below, because maybe it's something I didn't address in my course, and I would love to be able to add that content to it as we move forward. But I am begging you, don't wait until it's too late. Love your loved ones so much now that even if they forget you, you will know, and they will know, that you loved them enough to take care of them before they were sick. That's my message to you today. I hope you have a wonderful week. I wasn't really ranting at you. I hope you didn't take it that way. But if you did, you know, maybe you just needed a little hard hit you in the face with some reality today. Nonetheless, Alzheimer's is going to continue to escalate. We are seeing more and more cases diagnosed every single day. And I want to see that number go backward instead of forward. So I encourage you to help me help you help others. And I will see you next week. Have a good day or a good week.